The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Can you believe it's Thursday already, Rolien Marks? We're at the end of our week.
Absolutely. This week has flown. A very, very newsy week.
It absolutely is, and I know we've got lots to talk through. The one that really is top of my list today is the issue of the Iranian tie to the oil spill, because this, if true, is a major escalation, Rolien.
Before we get there, because this is ongoing news and quite strong words from the Prime Minister, who has just recently come off Fox News saying that at least for Israel, COVID-19 is behind us. Now, this is a major, major statement from the Prime Minister, and he has been cautioned by health ministry officials saying that we still have variants to worry about. But he lauded the way that Israel has coped with the pandemic, coped with our vaccine rollout, and he said that Israel is the first country in the world to emerge from Corona. And as we speak, he is taking around the leaders of Austria and of Denmark, who are in the country, breaking ranks with the EU to speak to Israel about the vaccination rollout, how we've handled the pandemic, and also to discuss vaccine production. We heard earlier today from French President Emmanuel Macron, who said that they shouldn't be doing this. They should be staying within the ranks of the EU, but he's just taken them to a gym in Modi Inn, not my gym, unfortunately, this morning. And he spoke about the green passport. He's demonstrating to them how the green passport works, how it allows people who have been vaccinated access into many places. And he says Israel is the first country in the world to emerge from Corona with this green passport. You can go to restaurants, you can go to theaters, you can go to sports events. This is it. We're coming out. And he said Israel used to be known and is known as the startup nation. From today, it will also be known as the vaccination nation. We're setting the model for the world, and we're very proud of it. He also went on to say he doesn't think that we're going to have to stop wearing masks anytime soon. We're going to wear them for some time, but is quite emphatic about the fact that we're behind this. Now, of course, we still have some cautions from the health ministry, and we do have stats to support that the number of seriously ill has dropped to the lowest levels since before December, which is an achievement. And from Sunday, Israel will begin vaccinating 120,000 Palestinian workers who do have legal permits to come in and out of the country. They will be vaccinated by Israeli healthcare professionals, seeing that Palestinian healthcare professionals did not all receive their vaccine. Their vaccines went to Palestinian soccer players and to officials. Now we can talk about Iran. But that
before we get there, because that is quite a newsy bit of COVID this afternoon, it's a lot of figures. I want to understand from a personal perspective, you, Rolien Marks, is there a palpable sense of relief?
There's cautious optimism. On Sunday, our restaurants, our cafes, our event or halls are starting to open up. I think once people can go and sit and have that great Israeli pastime, which is doing business over coffee, I think we will feel a lot more confident. We've pretty much gotten used to the fact that we are wearing masks. But it's incredible. As we speak, we have statements by Prime Minister Netanyahu, along with Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, and the Danish Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, who are speaking about this incredible, incredible achievement.
Okay, that really does sound fantastic, and may we please get to your point sometime soon is my wish for us. Now, let's talk about this really serious development. Revelations being made about the cause of the oil spill yesterday, and if true, worrying in the extreme.
Well, this is a very interesting story. We have been watching it over the last couple of weeks, the horrific environmental disaster on Israel's beaches and marine life. This is due to an oil spill which has thrown up vast amounts of tar and oil into our Mediterranean Sea. We don't have an ocean onto our beaches, harming our wildlife. We've just heard that the Lebanon or Lebanese parliament want to sue Israel for damages to their marine life, to their beaches, even though, you know, it's something that is greatly affecting Israel at the moment. And a major announcement coming from the environmental minister, Gila Gamliel, yesterday, when she said that this was environmental terror caused by Iran. She said that a Libyan pirate ship is believed to have left a port in Iran and has sailed through to our waters. However, this is where it gets very, very interesting. The Mossad, the IDF, and other security officials have actually distanced themselves from these claims, saying that, okay, you know, maritime security has become very, very, very strict and important in the last couple of years. They don't see any evidentiary support to support that claim. And they've said that they should be much more involved in the investigation than they currently are, which is also quite interesting because this has been a gag order for several days. We haven't had confirmation or denial if the gag order has been lifted, but for our security establishment to come out and quite emphatically state that, you know, before you make statements like this, let's rather look at the situation, let's gather the evidence, is quite telling. And you know, we also have to ask, you know, why is she doing that? What does she stand to gain? We have some thoughts that, you know, this a ship mysteriously disappeared off off the radar. We had the issue last week with the bombing of, or a blast occurring on an Israeli-owned ship that was docked in the Gulf of Oman. That ship has now made its way to the United Arab Emirates. And some are citing, and then maybe this is why she has said that this is quite similar to the kind of oil spill that happened off the coast of Malaysia, that it could be environmental terror. But a major word of caution coming from our security forces.
Ro, I didn't want to dwell too much on COVID, but the questions come in. What about people who are not vaccinated?
Well, the plan at the moment, and it still has to be passed, is that anyone wanting to come into the country must come in proving that either they have recovered, that they can provide a negative COVID test, a legitimate negative COVID test, or have been vaccinated. We're also trying this pilot program with fitting travelers that come into with an electronic surveillance bracelet. You can either choose to have that or going to Bidud, going to your 10 to 14 days of quarantine. We probably will be fitting Israelis, which we've now opened up to 3,000 Israelis per day coming into the country, to be possibly fitted with this electronic monitoring device. Because, you know, even though the Prime Minister is saying very, very big words, we are very, very cautious how we proceed with this, because we are starting to, you know, see those numbers dramatically drop. What is also interesting is that the CEO of Pfizer was scheduled to visit Israel next week. He's postponed that. What is very interesting is that no reason has been given by Bourla, Albert Bourla. He's the CEO of Pfizer. No reason has been given by him, but we do have Haaretz speculating, as Haaretz are wont to speculate, that he doesn't want to be seen as a political push just pre-elections for Netanyahu. So, very, very strong words.
Could be something there. Let's talk in a little time that's remaining about the ICC prepping for an investigation. Talk about losing your credibility as an organization, eh?
they are losing their credibility as an organization. And we heard some strong words coming from the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who said earlier today, the United States firmly opposes an ICC investigation into the Palestinian situation. We will continue to uphold our strong commitment to Israel and its security, including by opposing actions that seek to target Israel unfairly. Very, very interesting that the Secretary of State has come out vehemently taking Israel's side. You know, the fact that the Palestinian Authority and Hamas are welcoming this probe tells us everything we need to know. There is still a chance that it can be overturned. The incoming prosecutor might look at this and think this is absolutely a waste of time and does harm the credibility of the ICC. And many Western diplomats have warned that the ICC could be seriously, seriously damaged, their reputation damaged by this kind of investigation, especially in light of gross human rights violations around the world that they really should be concentrating on.
So I had a crazy thought about this morning. I thought Israel should get their public prosecutor to put out an arrest warrant for, what's her name? Fasuta.
Fatou Ben Souda.
Yes, yes. I thought you should turn the tables around. I thought that would be an interesting approach, but just a thought.
That's an interesting approach, but we've also heard from our Attorney General, Avichai Mandelbult, that this affects the legitimacy of the courts in Israel. Israel is a democracy, and when there is any kind of intransigence in any way, we deal with it through our legal apparatus, the military advocate general, through our Supreme Court. We have those structures in place, unlike Hamas and the Palestinian Authority.
Rolien Marks, we're out of time, but it was well worth it. Tudarabalach, and we will talk again next week.